Good morning, Dave.
Good morning, Darren. Good to be with you again.
All right. So very exciting during the week with Bezos and three others flying into space in that rocket.
Yeah, brand new industry opening up there, Darren, right before our very eyes. I think you could call it the year of the spaceship, couldn't you, really?
Yeah.
Because we've had two successful flights now, and Richard Branson last week, of course. Different between the two of them, just Bezos has got the rocket with the capsule on top, and Richard Branson with the space plane. And obviously Branson, being in the aircraft industry, is looking to develop that into a very quick transport system. And I think you'll find in the next decade we'll be travelling in hyperplanes, in other words, rocket planes like that, instead of aeroplanes. So nowhere in the world will be any further away than 1 hour.
Wow.
You can imagine getting into going to Hobart Airport and jumping into a plane and taking off, and you're in London an hour or two later. You might get a biscuit on board to come and see, but that's about all. These two guys, they're just rewriting history.
So on to Blue Origin rocket, and as you said, it has the detachable capsule, but the rocket actually re-lands. Amazing.
Yeah, I mean, this is something they've developed and they perfected too. Elon Musk was the, I think, the forerunner of that. It gives you a quicker turnaround, and it's cheaper. With NASA, they used to drop the boosters in the ocean, of course. You had to pull them out. They had to be refurbished and cleaned. Very expensive. This way, by bringing the booster back again, you can just clean it, reuse it, and turn around in maybe 24 to 48 hours. Coming back with Bezos, came back in the usual style with the capsule inside, and, you know, as it hit the ground there, you probably didn't see it. Too much dust came up, but like airbags come out from underneath very quickly to cushion the blow before you do hit the ground.
Yeah.
But he went up a little bit higher now. He's gone to what's called just above the Kármán line, K-A-R-M-A-N, and that's about 100K. I think Branson hit around 88. Doesn't really matter, but both crews there, both people on board experienced the same thing, and that's seeing the Earth with the curvature of the Earth below you there and floating around, you know, in weightless, in zero-G.
Now, how far up is the actual space station?
Space station orbits about 330K above you.
Okay.
So they were only one-third of the way there to that. This is not quite in orbit. These were suborbital flights, and pretty much like Alan Shepard did in the 60s.
Right.
And that's why Jeff Bezos has called his vehicle New Shepard, after Alan Shepard.
Ah, right. Yeah.
Yeah. And the space station is about 330-odd K. It does differ in height a little bit. And the Hubble telescope is twice that distance, about 650K.
It's a bit of a shame the space shuttle program's not happening anymore from NASA. Have you heard anything about bringing that back, or are they just going to rely on private enterprise?
Yeah. It was a big mistake in the first place. Very costly, clumsy, killed lots of passengers.
Yeah.
I never liked it in the first place. I thought they could have gone a better way, but they decided that a space plane was the way to go, dangerous as anything. So they did finally get it right, of course, but it cost them two vehicles and two crews.
Yeah.
But too expensive to fly. I mean, you're looking at almost $1 billion to fly that thing.
Mm.
And if you had a hold on it and it had to be held for a day or so, you're looking at $300,000 to $400,000 there. I mean, this is not a cheap way to fly. But with Branson and now,
Bezos.
Yeah, Bezos, yeah. It's an age thing, Darren. With those two, it's breaking new ground. And the only thing we've got to see now is more flights like that, and the price will come down. You'll probably find there'll be other people coming into it, you know, new players in the game soon, just like it was when the airline industry started out.
Yeah.
So we're looking at history being made. I sat up and watched it. I thought it was terrific.
Kind of reminds me of, with, you know, these billionaires, Bezos, Branson, and Elon Musk as well, it kind of reminds me of Howard Hughes, where you have a really rich guy who's made his money and decided that he wants to build planes and fly them.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, well, they're the people that do it.
Yeah.
The sad part about this, and it happened before with the space program, you get the share experts, armchair experts coming out. They usually hang around on Facebook there, and I read them all the time. I love tackling these people. And the criticism I've seen, which is unfair, is that why there's people with billionaires, why don't they just put their money into helping people down here? Well, go and have a look at how much Bezos has donated to charity and all the foundations he started and continues to run. Go and have a look at that, and that'll make the hair on the back of your neck stand up, how much money goes out in that area. Same as Richard Branson. They do the same thing, and Elon Musk is also a very big contributor to charities and other organisations that you never hear much about. But you get these people who think they know everything and claim that this is all they spend their money on, spacecraft for the rich. It's not that at all. You can't develop an industry like this unless you've got money behind it.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah.
The thing about Jeff Bezos, he had the oldest person on board with Molly Funk. That lady's 82 years of age, and he also had the youngest person to ever fly in space, the young fellow that went up with him, Damon. And Oliver Damon was the son of a man who won a ticket on the flight but couldn't go. And Molly Funk, a lot of people wouldn't know that name, and with her, in the early 60s, you know, she was part of the 13 women selected by NASA to go into space, but they dumped them right at the end there. And when Bezos rolled up a month ago, said, I'm going to take you into space. She had a grin from ear to ear. She put her arms around him and said, thank you so much. She said, I've always wanted to do that. Well, there you go. We saw her fly. But, look, it's good to watch. More to come yet. We're watching a whole brand-new industry open up there. And I think if you didn't get a kick out of that, in this day and age with all that's going on, we need a good news story.
And I loved it. And I love talking to you about it. And no doubt we'll talk again soon.
Will do, Darren. Good on you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.